Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Hebrews chapter 13, verses 17 through 21. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hebrews, the 13th chapter. Beloved, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls, as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I urge you the more earnestly to do this in order that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the midst of the second week of Easter, when John 20 is on the mind, the giving of the keys and the continual work of the church to deliver the accomplishments made certain by Christ's resurrection, we hear this conclusion from Hebrews with a final exhortation concerning pastors and a blessing. There's three paragraphs, so 3 points. First, it's easy to see the obey and the submit at the front and get our feathers all ruffled. But Paul quickly, or whoever it is, moves quickly beyond these to the reason for it. Pastors are overseers of souls. They watch as those who must give an account. As James says, they'll be judged more harshly because of it. And Christ warns there is just no room for hirelings among his shepherds. So let all of it be done joyfully, not with groaning. Now, this does not mean that when they stand before God at the last day and must give an account for their people, that they're going to remember some of you with joy and some of you with a big groan, although that would be of no advantage to you either. But rather, it means that their keeping watch over you ought to be done with joy, and not only with groaning, of course, some of which cannot be avoided. But this you can do something about. You can let them do it in such a way that it is a joy. They've set out joyfully for it, after all. The pastoral duty of keeping watch is not like being a boss or a slave master whipping his underlings. Everyone groans in that situation. No, the watch of the New Testament shepherd is one of instructing, comforting, taking spiritual care. And it is entirely for your advantage that God gives you a pastor. Therefore, take full advantage of him. See to it that your interactions with your pastor get the most out of him. Call on him to teach you. Bear your soul to him that he might correct with the accurate diagnoses of God's word, but more, heal your soul with the salve of Christ's forgiveness. This is the submission that the order of the church requires. It's nothing sinister or overbearing at all, but it is the well-ordered arrangement of a shepherd caring for his people. Such a relationship can exist with joy, believe it or not. And I urge you to believe it, because Hebrews says so. Now, if any of this is difficult to imagine and believe, then go on in the second place to pray for your pastor. If he is accustomed to groaning, if he's lost the joy of his charge, if he really gets on your nerves, pray for him. Pray for his good. Pray that his preaching may improve, that the Spirit would attend to it so it would bring forth fruit despite him and you. Pray that his groaning may come to an end, and if you can do something about that, why don't you? And pray that he would believe his own preaching, that the preaching that he gets to hear from his brothers would also come into his ears so that his conscience would be clean by the blood of Jesus. And pray that his vows may be fulfilled and his desire, the very same desire that the writer to the Hebrews voices here, would come to fruition. That he would be sure that he has a clean conscience and that he would be desiring in everything to act honorably. And third, this great blessing, which wisely found its way also into the end of the installation rite for new pastors and continuing pastors. In this week of the Lord's peace be with you. The message of Christ to his fearful disciples, hear again that your God is the God of peace, and he is for you, whether you are a preacher or a hearer. He has raised Christ from the dead to vindicate this peacemaking sacrifice and the eternal covenant that is established by his blood shed for you. The Lord rises to greet his disciples of every time and place with his wounds, so that he may declare a God not of wrath, but he is a God of peace. God is reconciled fully to his creation that once was lost, as we just sang. The shepherd who laid down his life has taken it up again. And by his covenant of blood, he recalls us all to himself. And having called us into his flock, having restored us, cleansed us, undone our rebellion, his blessings don't end there. He promises that he will equip you, perfect you even, with everything good to do his will, working that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. This he is pleased to do in his pastors also for your sake, to your advantage. And this he is pleased to do also in you for your neighbor's advantage. And such is the delightful new life that Easter brings, the blessing that Christ, our Prince of Peace, has won and delivers richly and daily in his Christian church. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the South Wisconsin District and their pastors together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for Chaplain Pon Chanthapon, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.